Come on now, sister. You have to stay low. No, I'm sure it was over here. We have to keep looking. We must keep going. Yes. I'm sure this is right where I saw him fall. Yes, the soldier, I told you. Wait, stop. Did you hear that? I heard a man moaning. We just have to go a little bit further. Stay low. No, we can't turn back now. Look, there he is. Sir, no, it's all right. You're safe now. Just take my hand, look me in the eyes. You're all right, you're going to be safe. Look, sister, looks as though he's been shot in the leg. Sir, you've been injured. How could you have possibly made it this far with such a wound? Yes, I watched as you fell to your knees in our field. I'm not sure how I can help you, but we can offer you some comfort. Yes, sir. We'll do our best. Come on. We're going to have to carry him back to our cottage. Yes, we must do this. No, we can't just leave him out here. It's not right. We're just going to have to do the best we can. Let's hurry. Come on. Let's go. Quickly. Settled in. You can have my bed. Okay, sister. I want you to start boiling some water and fetch me a needle and thread. Yes, and I think I still have that salve. I'm going to use it on his wound, but first we must clean it out. No. Come on, sister, you have to be brave. Help me remove his pants. You pull on his leg there. Okay. It's so much. Sir, you have to stay with us. We're going to have to move faster. What? Rip his shirt? Why? Oh, yes. We'll have to make a suture, don't we? Mm-hmm. You're right. We need to stop all of this bleeding first. Okay, so I'm going to have to use the fabric from your shirt for this. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, let's tie it around his thigh tightly. There we go. All right. Keep pressing down. We have to wait until the bleeding stopped. Let's get these fragments out of his skin and then we'll bandage him up and he'll be good. Good as new. No, I don't know what I'm doing, sister. The only thing remotely close to what I'm doing is when I bandaged up our dog after he was attacked by the rooster. Yes, and poor Shep still has a limp. What I'm saying is that I'm not at all confident in my abilities. But we're all the hope he has right now, so we have to try our best. I think we got all of the bullet removed as best as I can. We'll get you bandaged up. There we go. Wrap it around just like that. Okay, sister, you hold this piece. Okay. Ooh, okay. So, I promise you, we're going to do the best that we can to make you comfortable. But now I think you should rest. Yeah, just a bit of this whiskey should help you. Open your mouth. Yeah, you must take a sip. It will help. There you go. Okay, now close your eyes and try to rest. You're going to be safe now. I promise. Do you hear that, sister? No, I don't think he's sleeping anymore. Oh my gosh. Oh, he's burning up. Oh, he's gotten a fever. Oh no. I think his wound is infected. No, I thought it was healing, but no, it has been. It's been getting worse with each passing day. All we can do is try to keep it clean. I feel so terrible for him. Yes, he keeps calling out for his mother. I don't know what to do. I just want to comfort him, but I'm so worried he's not going to make it through the night. He hasn't been able to eat anything, and all I can manage to do is get him stuck on this rag drenched with water. Are you serious? Oh, sister, you think I should offer him my milk? I don't know. I don't know if I can do that, sister. Well, you're right. I don't know if he'll survive if I don't. Fine, I'll do it. I'm going to put his lips up to it now. There you go. Yes. Can you taste my milk? No, don't be shy. I want you to drink from my breast. I don't know if you're going to survive if you can't eat anything. And at least this will give you some type of nourishment. Your wound is so infected, and we're trying desperately to fight before it spreads. I'm so worried for you, but we're doing the best we can. Just go ahead and suck. It's okay. And take solace in knowing that you're here with me in my bosom. Oh, sister, I don't know if you can even hear me, but at least he's drinking from me now. In the middle of the night, you keep crying out for your mother. I want you to know that I can be there for you, just as a source of comfort. Yes, you can call me Mummy. Just keep sucking. It's all right. There you go. No, don't be ashamed. You need this. You're going to need my milk to survive. There's no shame in that. There you go. That's right. Let me squeeze a little more out for you. Getting sleepy now. That's good. I want you to rest now. Yeah, you've completely drained my breast milk, and that's a good sign. Yes, that's a very good sign. I'm hoping that you'll regain a bit of your strength
and you'll be able to fight off this infection. I really do think there's hope for you still. Good night. Good night, sir. Sister, look, do you see? Look at the soldier. Hello, sir. You're looking very alert this morning. How are you feeling? Good, yes. Yes, your fever broke last night. Oh, so happy. Your wound is looking so much better. Yes, it's finally healing. How did you get here? You don't remember? You don't remember anything? Oh my. Well, as you know, you were in battle, and I saw you collapse in the field near our farm, and my sister and I, we retrieved you when we brought you back to our cottage. We honestly didn't think you were going to make it. Oh, you're so welcome, sir. It's really the least we could do. Well, you still have a bit of healing to do, and you should really spend a few nights here until you're fully rested, and you can be on your way. No, I'm not keeping you prisoner here. You're free to go whenever you choose, but I just think you might need a little more rest. Yes, of course. You're more than welcome to stay here. No, you're not. You're not a burden at all. Sir, I want to take care of you. I like taking care of you. Yes. Well, right now it's evening, and I'm so elated that you're alert and you're awake and you're here and you're talking to me. But I must be headed to bed. Yes. Oh yes, my sister should feel back asleep, but it's just me here with you now. But there's one thing I must tell you. And I really hope it's not upsetting in any way. But the way in which you were able to heal and recover so quickly, I believe, is due to the fact that I've been nursing you. I mean, I've been feeding you my breast milk. I know it sounds strange, but I think it's the one thing that kept you going, and it gave you the strength to fight off the infection. You don't think that's strange? Oh, good. Yes, you're welcome. I'm assuming this is probably going to be one of your last nights here, isn't it? Yes, you're right. You must go. Would you like me to feed you again? One last time before you go. Yeah. Just to give you a bit of strength. A little more. Oh, you would. Oh, good. I started to look forward to our sessions together. I don't know why I'm being so shy. It's just that you've never been able to talk before, and now you're here looking at me, fully awake and conscious, and I feel a bit sad that you're leaving. I know it's silly, but I've grown close to you. No, you don't need to comfort me. It really is silly of me to feel that way. No, you're welcome. I was more than willing to help you, sir. I'm just so happy that you're better. The fact that you're right here in front of me, in front of my very eyes. It's just so incredible. I never thought this day would come. I was so worried about you every single night. I didn't get much sleep. I'm truly going to miss when you're gone. But I'm also very happy for you. Well, is it all right if I feed you? Yes. My breasts are very swollen and it's quite uncomfortable. Sometimes it's difficult to fall asleep when they're so full. Actually, my milk has increased quite a bit since you arrived. And no, it's all right. It's just because I've been feeding you along with my little one. Do you think you could relieve me of some of my heaviness? Here. Lie back down, and I'll bring my nipple up to your mouth. Just like before. Oh, very good. How do I taste? Is it sweet? It is, isn't it? But to have you look up at me while you do it, and to be fully here and present with me. Oh, it's making me feel more excited than usual. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, go ahead and squeeze the milk out with your hand. Oh, mm-hmm. It comes out much better that way, doesn't it? I'm truly so grateful that you're healthy and healed. I prayed for this every evening. What is it? Why did you pull away? You want to kiss me? Oh, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to kiss me. No, it's only my sister and I on the farm. There aren't any men for miles. I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure I want to talk about it right now. Yes, my husband fought in battle as well. Please. I just thought if I was able to keep you alive, I could save another wife or girlfriend from feeling the pain that I felt. Please hold me. Yes, the pain is still there. It may always be, but you comforting me is all I need right now. Yes. Kiss me. Fantasized about lying against your body this way. However, I'm a lady and I would never take advantage of a man while he's sick and unable to do anything. You want me to take advantage of you now? Yes. Yes, I want it. I want to. I want it. What are you doing with my hand? Oh, you're so hard. Oh. You're sure this is all right? You don't have a wife? No? It's really quite shocking. So very handsome. I noticed it a long time ago. During the night, I would stare at you and admire your features. I think I've fallen for you while taking care of you. Is that what you want to hear? That your nurse has fallen in love with you? You feel the same way? You were awake all those evenings? Why didn't you say anything? I don't know if I want to slap you or kiss you. I feel very conflicted. Also, I'm so happy that you've healed and that you're able to hold me and kiss me. Yeah, I mean, there were a few times I was bathing you and I could see you were excited, but I didn't think anything of it. No, I didn't want to. It wouldn't have been right. You just want me to share my dirty thoughts about you, don't you? You want me to say it? What I want you to do more than anything is to take me. Just take all of me. And you have your strength back now. So why don't you show me? Show me how strong you are. And then I'll let you go. I'll send you on your way. Oh, yes. Lift up my dress. Feel how wet you've made me. Feel how wet I was every night that you nursed for me. What do you mean you want to return the favor? No, you don't need to. What are you doing? I've never had a man down there with his mouth. And his tongue? Oh, no. No. You don't have to do this. Yes. I know. It feels funny. No, I like it. I like it. I better keep it down my system here. Yes. Cover my mouth. More than enough. Thank you. I didn't know my body could experience such pleasures. How did you learn that trick? Who are you? Yes, I need you inside of me now. I want it more than anything in my entire life. Show me what a strong soldier you've become. Yes. Oh. 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 The touch of a man. I haven't had it in so long. Oh, you have no idea. I've been so desperate. I'm ashamed of my desperation. No, it's not very ladylike, is it? Oh, you feel so good inside of me. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you too. Stay with me. No, you're not a burden at all. I've fallen deeply in love with you. I don't think I can let you go. Please stay and take care of all of our needs. And I'll take care of yours. Every night. Oh, you will. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, sir, this is everything. Thank you. My heart feels so full it could burst. Promise me you'll never leave me. I want to hear you say it.